哈利利亚，愿主耶稣的恩惠平安时常与我们各位亲爱的长辈以及兄姐们同在。
哈利利亚， may the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们要一起来学习的题目是所罗巴伯的兴起。
So the topic we'd like to study this morning is the rise of Zerubbabel.
神在他的工作当中，神有一个美好的计划。
And God has a wonderful plan for his work.
那在各个阶段神的计划要推行，神也兴起了他的工人来完成这些，带领百姓来完成这些工作。
And in order to progress his work, God has brought up his workers to accomplish his work.
我们请翻开到哈该书。
Let us turn to the book of Haggai.
哈该书是神借着哈该先知来鼓励以色列百那时候的犹太人以色列人来重新建造神的圣殿。
So God through prophet Haggai encouraged the people at that time to rebuild the temple.
之前我们也学过了他们怎么样重建圣殿的一个兴起的一个过程。
So previously we had discussed before how they rose up to start rebuilding the temple.
本来百姓他们已经冷淡灰心啊。
Because initially the people had already grown cold and they had lost heart.
其实一开始他们要建这个圣殿，立了根基，大大的喜乐，大大的热心。
Because initially they had built the foundation of the temple and they were filled with joy and gladness.
当时候受到一些阻挡，所以他们就停工了。
But because they encountered some obstacles, therefore they stopped the work.
一停，停了十几年。
And when they stopped for 10 some years.
他们说，哎呀，神的殿的时间还没到啊。
And after 10 some years, they said that the time to rebuild God's temple has not yet. Is not yet.
所以神特别差派他的先知去提醒这些百姓。
So God especially sent his prophet to remind the people.
也是鼓励当时候神的工人所罗巴伯。
And also to encourage God's worker at that time, who was Zerubbabel.
说你们自己住天花板的房子，那神的殿还荒凉。这样子你们要省察一下自己的行为。
God said that you lived in the paneled houses, but the temple of God lies desolate, so you have to reflect and examine yourselves.
所以所罗巴伯当时候的大祭司约书亚和剩下来的百姓，他们就听从了先知的话。
And so at that time, Zerubbabel as well as the priest Joshua and the people, theyListen to the word of God.
因为他们知道这个是神对他们说的话。
Because they knew these words, God spoke to them.
那他们也在神面前存敬畏的心。
And they had a God-fearing heart before him.
那神也借着哈该先知跟所罗巴伯说，我与你们同在。
And through prophet Haggai, the Lord said to them that I will be with you.
所以说所罗巴伯他就兴起来为神做这个工作。
So Zerubbabel rose up and started this work for God.
我们今天最主要学习的是最后的一段哈。
So today we want to study the last passage.
哈该书二章。
In Haggai chapter 2.
20-23.
Verse 20 to verse 23.
这个是神第四次也是最后一次借着哈该先知来告诉这个所罗巴伯的话。
So this was the fourth time which through the prophet Haggai, God spoke to Zerubbabel.
哈该书二章二十节。
Haggai chapter 2, verse 20.
这月二十四日，耶和华的话二次临到哈该说，二十一。
Verse 21.
你要告诉犹大省长所罗巴伯说，我必震动天地。二十二。
Verse 22.
我必请赴列国的宝座，除灭列邦的势力，并请赴战车和坐在其上的。马必跌倒，骑马的败落，个人被弟兄的刀所杀。二十三。
Verse 23.
万军之耶和华说：“我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊，到那日，我必以你为印，因我拣选了你。”这是万军之耶和华说的。好，这个是神借着哈该先知特别来告诉所罗巴伯的话。
So these were words which God spoke to Zerubbabel through the prophet Haggai.
总共在这一段里面有两个重要的事情。第一个就是倾覆列国的预言，那第二个就是所罗巴伯要成为神的印。
And so in this last section, there are two important points. And first is the to overthrow the throne of kingdoms, as well as secondly, which is a signet ring.
好，当时候他们为什么停工，就是因为有周围很多的邻居列国在施压，不要让他们建立这个神的殿。
So first of all, the kingdoms around them oppressed them so that they would not proceed with rebuilding the temple.
所以他们现在要重新开始建立，真的马上旁边的国家，旁边的一些邻国，他们就开始又上诉，要来阻挡他们的一个工作。
And so now that they wanted to start the work again, the neighboring kingdoms came to them and tried to stop them from doing this work.
所以神在第一段这边，他其实是要来鼓励所罗巴伯，叫他们不要惧怕。那神会带领，甚至神会帮他们打这场仗，让他们得胜。
So God spoke these words to encourage Zerubbabel as well as the people to not be afraid, and that even if they go to battle, they will be victorious.
那这一个预言在当时候也应验了。
And this prophecy was fulfilled at that time.
好，那我们来看以斯拉记。
Let us read Ezra.
第五章。
Ezra chapter 5.
好，第五章的第二节
，Chapter 5 verse 2
这边说撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯哈和约撒达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
Verse 2 says, Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Jozadak rose up and began to build the house of God which is in Jerusalem, and the prophets of God were with them, helping them.
第三节
Verse 3.
当时河西的总督达乃和士他波斯乃并他们的同党来问说，谁降旨让你们建造这殿修成这墙呢？所以当时候他们一开始做，旁边就有一些势力要来阻挡他们。
And so when they started to do the work, there were these people around them who came to try to stop the work.
那神鼓励他们说，以后我会倾倒他们，你的这个工作会成功。
And so God said, in the future, I will overthrow them and your work will succeed.
那也真的照这个预言来应验了。
And indeed, this prophecy was fulfilled.
我们看到以斯拉记的第六章。
If we read in Ezra chapter 6,
以斯拉记六章，好，以斯拉记六章的第十五节。
Ezra chapter 6 verse 15.
大利乌王第六年，亚达月初三日，这殿修成了。
Now the temple is finished on the third day of the month of Adar, which was the sixth year of the reign of King Darius.
所以在第二年的时候，神的话借着哈该临到祭司约书亚及所罗巴伯，让他们开始建殿，然后到第六年他们盖成了，所以四年的时间他们就把这个殿盖成了，重建完毕。
So in the second year the word of God came to Zerubbabel as well as the priest Joshua, and in the sixth year the temple was finished, and so it took them 4 years to finish building it.
所以神的应许当时候就这样子成就了。
So the promise of God was accomplished and fulfilled.
让人知道说神他在人的国中为王。
So that people knew that God was the king in the realm of men.
神所要做的事情，人没有办法阻挡。
And whatever God wishes to do, no man can stop.
所以告诉所罗巴伯，你尽管去做，外面的国王、外面的势力来抵挡你，他们不能够成功。
And so God told Zerubbabel to go ahead and start the work, because if the powers and the kingdoms try to stop them, God will hinder them.
甚至神说，我要震动万国，让他们的珍宝都运过来。
And so God also said, I will shake the heaven and earth, that even the treasures will come over to and be given to them.
因为当时候犹太人被掳归回，其实他们没有很多的资财来建立荣华的一个圣殿，来荣耀神的名。
Because at the time, the Israelites who returned from captivity did not have much materials to build a glorious temple.
所以他们想想以前他们的祖先所造的殿跟现在他们要盖的殿，他们想一想就很伤心。
So when they thought about the temple that was built by the ancestors as well as the temple that they wanted to build right now, they were very sad.
所以这个也是其中一个原因，为什么他们迟迟不动工，因为他们想说我怎么盖就是比不上以前列祖他们所盖的。
And that is why they did not continue on the work of building the temple, because they thought that the temple that they were going to build cannot be compared to the temple that their ancestors built.
Oh, 但是神说你们只管去盖。
But God told them to go and build it.
这殿的荣耀将来的荣耀要胜过之前的荣耀。
That the glory of this temple it will be more glorious than the former one.
要震动万国让他们的珍宝都带来。
And God will shake the heaven and the earth that the treasures of the other kingdoms will flow to them.
所以说这些人这些总督他们上告这个大利乌王来说这些犹太人要反叛了。
These governors of these other kingdoms, they tried to accuse the Israelites and told King Darius that they wanted to rebel.
但是不止没有阻挡到圣宫。
But not only did they, were they not able to hinder the holy work,
反而大利乌王去研究一下以前到底有没有要让他们盖圣殿的这回事。
Instead, King Darius went to study whether or not in the past the people had the intention of rebuilding the temple.
是有的。
And he found that indeed they had this intention.
所以他不止没有阻挡这个圣宫, 反而要他们来做好这个盖圣殿的工作。
Not only did he not hinder them from rebuilding the temple, he wanted them to actually continue building the temple.
我们在以斯拉记的六章,
In Ezra chapter 6,
第八节,
verse 8,
我又降旨吩咐你们向犹太人的长老为建造神的殿当怎样行，就是从河西的款项中急速拨取供银做他们的经费，免得耽误工作。第九节,
verse 9,
他们与上天的神献燔祭所需用的公羊犊、牛、公绵羊、绵羊羔，并所用的麦子、盐、酒、油，都要照耶路撒冷祭司的话，每日供给他们。 不得有误，所以在这边这些河西的总督来想要压迫犹太人，结果反而他说从你们的供应当中把钱拿出来帮助以色列人，由这些犹太人来盖圣殿。So
these governors from the western region of the river, they tried to hinder the work of the Jews, but instead the king told them that they should bring out their resources to help the Israelites rebuild the temple.
所以在这一件事情上，神兴起所罗巴伯来盖圣殿，然后在整个盖圣殿的过程，一直到他结束，我们看到神的手在带领着他们每一步。
So we see that from the rebuild, the beginning to the end of rebuilding the temple, God's hand continuously led the people in rebuilding it.
当他们勇敢起来盖的时候,
when they had the courage to rebuild,
神把最难的部分他自己解决了。
God resolved the most difficult part.
外面来的敌人, 神把他反而变成助力，让王借着他们敌人的控告，把很多的款项拨给他们，甚至牛羊献燔祭的牛羊都给他们。
And that the God turned the intentions of the enemies to become something which is beneficial for the Israelites, that the king told them to give to them the bulls and the rams and the lambs and resources to help the Jews.
这个就是神在人的国度当中为王。
And so this is what it means that God is a king even in the realm of mankind.
君王的心好像在神的手中，好像龙宫里面的水一样， 神要往哪里转，他就往哪里转。 神震动万国，就是震动他们的心。
And so the heart of the king is like the water in the ditch. It is like in the hand of God that will turn the river wherever it flows.
神震动万国就是震动他们的心。
And God will shake the heaven and the earth with it, which is to shake their hearts.
但是这个预言，常常在这个先知书里面的预言，它有多重的应验。
But we know that the prophecies in the Bible, they have a multi-level fulfillment.
所以当时候真的在所罗巴伯身上就是这样应验呢。
And so at that time, this is how it was fulfilled in Zerubbabel.
他们这些敌人被打败，然后甚至帮助他们。
The enemies were defeated and helped them instead.
但是在属灵的国度里面，
But in, the spiritual kingdom, this will also likewise be fulfilled.
好，请这边第二， 我们看回来哈开书哈。
Let's turn back to Haggai,
二章,
chapter 2.
二章的22节。
Chapter 2, verse 22.
他说我必震动天地， 第一句话是说震动天地， 第二说请覆列国的宝座， 除灭列邦的势力。
So in verse 21, it says, I will shake the heaven and the earth. In verse 22, I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms. I will destroy the strength of the Gentile kingdoms.
好，让万国都向神来臣服。
So that all kingdoms will be subdued under God.
败坏那个管辖黑暗世界的恶者，这些掌执政的、掌权的。
And to defeat the ones, the evil one who has the dominion, over the world.
使这些恶势力下被捆绑的人能够得着释放。
So that those who are oppressed and under evil can be freed.
可以归向神。
So that they may return to God.
好，就好像主耶稣当时候这样子应验了，建立了这个神的国度。
Just like how during the time of Lord Jesus that the kingdom of God was established.
好，今天也是要继续应验。
And today it will continue to be fulfilled.
好，在真耶稣教会。
In the true Jesus Church.
要神要震动万国。
God will shake the nations.
让珍宝都带来。
So that all treasures will come.
那这个珍宝不是说指着钱啊。
The treasures does not refer to money.
当时候是钱。
Of course, during that time, treasure was the money.
哦，当时候在地上，所罗巴伯建圣殿的时候，真的钱跑进来了。
Of course, during the time of Zerubbabel, when the temple was being rebuilt, the money just flowed in.
但是这个万国的珍宝，其实可以指着是属神的人。
But the treasure of the nations can refer to those who belong, the people who belong to God.
哦，他们本来是被捆绑住的。
They were initially being bound.
哦，但是借着这个国度的彰显。
But through the manifestation of the kingdom.
借着圣灵的一个带领以及传福音的工作。
So the guidance of the Holy Spirit as well as the work of preaching the gospel.
哦，把这些人从恶的势力下夺回来。
That these people have been taken back from the dominion of evil.
神要震动万国，让珍宝来流归神的。神的殿。
So God will shake the nations so that the treasures will flow back to the temple of God.
带领那些属于神的人来归向神，来敬拜神，来归向神和敬拜神。
And God will
得到救恩。
God will lead those who belong to him to return to him to worship him and to receive salvation.
哦，这个就是当时候啊，第一个这个预言的倾覆列国的一个预言。
So this is the meaning of the first prophecy of how the throne of the kingdoms will be overthrown.
不只是在地上应验，更是要在属灵的层次上一直的应验。
Not only was it fulfilled in the world, but it was also spiritually continued to be fulfilled.
好，一直到我们今天。
Until today.
我们要勇敢的去做神的工。
We have to have the courage to do the work of God.
我们自己能够做的很少，好像所罗巴伯。
We ourselves may only be able to do very little.
好像所罗巴伯。
Like Zerubbabel.
好，但是他勇敢起来之后。
But after he became courageous.
带领着百姓。
And he led the people.
神很自然的震动万国，震动别人的心，他们的工作就成了。
Very naturally, God shook the heaven and the earth as well as the hearts of the people, and the work was accomplished.
好，所以今天我们如果也能够这样子努力的去做。
So if today we strive also to do this work,
我们放在前面的圣工努力去做。
If we strive to do the work, the holy work that is set before us,
神也要震动万国的心。
And God will shake the hearts of the nations,
震动我们自己的心。
God will shake our hearts,
把这个圣工把它完成。
So that we can complete the sacred work.
好，那我们来看第二个部分。
Let's read the second part.
所罗巴伯就是最后一节23节。
And the last portion, which is verse 23.
对，二章的23节。
Haggai chapter 2, verse 23.
万军之耶和华说，我仆人撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯啊，到那日我必以你为印，因我拣选了你，这是万军之耶和华说的。
In that day, says the Lord of hosts, I will take you, Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, says the Lord, and I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, says the Lord of hosts.
好，这边特别说到所罗巴伯是神的仆人，神所拣选的。
Here says Zerubbabel was a servant of God, and he was chosen by God.
这个以你为印，这边讲特别讲到用印来代表所罗巴伯。
And so God said, I will make you like a signet ring, using this signet ring to represent Zerubbabel.
好，这个印是什么呢？
What is the signet ring?
好，那从英文听起来的话，你发现说这个印它是在一个戒指上面的。
So this stamp in the English is on the ring.
好，我们华人可能有一个什么印章，你都是有一根的，或者是一个什么印嘛，你不会。但是这里讲的印，它是放在指头上的。
So sometimes we may see the stamps or the chops, which is something that we use to make the signs, but here it is made on the ring.
当时候这个印代表的是什么呢？
So at that time, what does this signet ring represent?
我们来看创世纪。
Let us read Genesis.
41章。
Genesis chapter 41.
创世纪41章。
Genesis chapter 41.
这个是约瑟他当上 他当上宰相的时候，法老摘下手上的印，把它戴在约瑟的手上。
So here says that when Joseph was being ordained as or being appointed as the prime minister, the Pharaoh gave him the signet ring.
41章的42节、huh?
Chapter 41 verse 42.
法老就摘下手上打印的戒指，戴在约瑟的手上，给他穿上细麻衣，把金项链戴在他的颈项上。我们跳到44节。
Verse 44.
法老对约瑟说，我是法老，在埃及全地若没有你的命令，不许人擅自办事、哦、甚至原文叫做动手动脚。好，所以这个印、啊、这个戒指所代表的就是王给予的权柄。
So the signet ring represents the authority given by the king.
带领百姓要去完成一个工作。
And to lead the people to complete a task.
好，约瑟当时候他的工作是什么？
What was Joseph's task at that time?
哦，就是在丰年的时候收集一切的粮食。
That in the years of abundance and prosperity, he would gather all the harvest and the food.
哦，然后在饥荒的年来到的时候，能够让百姓们得到存活。
But in the years of the famine, that there will be food for the people to survive.
这个是救人的工作。
So this was a work of saving the people.
很重要的工作。
This was a very important work.
哦，当时候法老拣选了约瑟。
So at that time, Pharaoh chose Joseph
来做这项工作。
To carry out this
work. 但是其实不是法老拣选约瑟。
But in fact, it was not Pharaoh who chose Joseph.
哦，是神震动法老的心，让约瑟来做这一份拯救人的工作，甚至之后来拯救到自己的家人。
It was God who shook the heart of Pharaoh to allow Joseph to carry out this work so that he could save the lives of people as well as his own family.
那给他的这个印呢，就是给他这个权力来执行这个工作，来带领百姓做这个工作。
So giving him the signet ring means that the king gave him the authority to do this work, to do the work of saving his people.
哦，所以当时候约瑟带着这个印，他出去，百姓就听他的话。
So when Joseph brought with him the signet ring, then the people listened to him.
哦，约瑟说，收集我们建筑这些粮仓，百姓就建筑这些粮仓。
So when Joseph commanded that the people shall build the barns as well as gather the food, then the people did so.
哦，所以所罗巴伯他照样是神的仆人，神也要给他这个印。
So likewise, Zerubbabel was a servant of God, and therefore God wanted to give him the signet ring.
哦，他是成为，其实这个印也是代表是神的工具，所以所罗巴伯他就是神的器皿，神的工具，来做好这个工作。
And so, the ring was a tool of God, and also through Zerubbabel, who was also a tool of God, God wanted this to accomplish the work.
哦，但是同时也是给他这个权柄、权力来带领百姓，百姓要听他的。借在他的带领之下完成这些圣工。
So God gave him the authority and the power to lead the people so that this work could be accomplished.
好，这个就是这个印所代表的事情。
So this is what the signet ring represents.
好，那这个印也是代表着一个我们刚刚讲到代表的是权柄啊。
So we said earlier on that the signet ring represents authority.
那这个权柄其实是神一开始给大卫家的应许。
And so this authority was a promise which God has initially given to the house of David.
就是建立一个国度的应许。
Which is a promise to establish the kingdom.
好，这个是一开始在撒母耳记下。
This was first recorded in 2 Samuel.
撒母耳记下的第七章。
2 Samuel chapter 7.
好，第七章的时候，大卫把约柜搬到了耶路撒冷。
So in chapter 7, it talks about the Ark of Covenant, which David moved from to Jerusalem.
哦，那他那时候他就跟拿单说：“哎呀，我住在这个香柏木盖的宫中，那神的约柜怎么能够在幔子内呢？”所以他有心要为神建造圣殿。
And so the king said to Nathan at that time, see how I dwell in the house of cedar, but the ark of God dwells inside a tent. So he felt bad at that time, and he had the heart to do something.
神没有让大卫来亲手为他做这个圣殿。
God did not let David personally build the temple.
哦，但是兴起他的儿子来做这个圣殿。
By Rose, help raise up his son to build the temple.
好，但是在十六节的时候
，But in verse 16，
他说：“你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位也必坚定，直到永远。”
That your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever.
哦，就是这个国度的权柄交在了大卫身上。
So the authority of the kingdom has been given into the hands of David.
哦，虽然没有让大卫建殿，但是大卫所有的这个为神建殿的心，让神非常的喜悦。
Although David did not build the temple of God, but his heart and intention to build the temple of God was pleasing.
大卫没有亲手来做，但是他收集了很多的材料。
David did not build the temple with his own hands, but he gathered a lot of the materials.
他也吩咐他的儿子一定要怎么盖这个殿，从神所领受的蓝图把它交给儿子。
And he instructed his son how to build the temple of God, and he passed on the blueprint to his son.
哦，所以就是在他要建殿的时候，他有心为神建殿的时候，神给了他的家这个应许，永远的国度。
And it was during the time when he had the heart to build the temple of God that God gave him this promise of establishing the kingdom in his family.
哦，但是这个应许，他要守住这个应许啊。
But he had to keep this promise.
在大卫的子孙当中，
So we see among the descendants of David,
当他们离弃神的时候，
When they departed from God,
他们就失去了这个应许。
They lost this promise.
我们看耶利米书，
Let us read Jeremiah.
耶利米书的22章，
Book of Jeremiah chapter 22，
22章的24节，
Chapter 22 verse 24，
二章的二十四节
Chapter 22 verse 24，
耶和华说，犹大王约雅敬的儿子哥尼雅虽是我右手上戴印的戒指，我凭着我的永生起誓，也必将你从其上摘下来。
As I live, says the Lord, through Kaniah the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with a signet on my right hand, yet I will pluck you off.
哦，所以神把这个权柄给大卫的时候，其实就好像把这个印给了大卫，把大卫就是这个印啊，就是这个权柄。
So when God gave the authority to David, it was as if he has given the signet ring to David.
哦，但是一直下来，这些王哈，他的后代有的敬拜神，但是有的远离了神。
But as the from generation to generation in the descendant of David, we see that some of them worship God, but some of them departed from God.
哦，到了这个时候，神说，就你是我右手上大印的戒指，但是我要把你什么摘下来。
And until this time, and at this time, God said that even though you were the signet on my right hand, yet I will pluck you off. I will take you off.
但是这不代表犹大大卫家就永远丧失了这个应许。
But it did not mean that the household of David had forever lost this promise.
就是在所罗巴伯身上把这个印再拿回来了。
It was during the time of Zerubbabel that the signet ring was given back.
哦，所以是在耶哥尼亚身上把它取掉了。
So, it was taken away from Kaniah.
哦，我们看马太福音。
Let us read Matthew.
第一章。
Matthew chapter 1.
这个是主耶稣的族谱哈。
This was genealogy of Jesus.
马太福音第一章。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 1.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
迁到巴比伦之后，耶哥尼亚生撒拉铁，撒拉铁生所罗巴伯。好，那这个所罗巴伯就是盖圣殿的所罗巴伯。
So the Zerubbabel mentioned here was the one who rebuilt the temple.
好，所以说本来他的祖父啦，算是他祖父的，已经被神收回了那个应许，收回了那个权柄。
So even though this authority, the signet was taken away from his grandfather.
好，这个权柄一开始是在大卫要建殿的时候神赐给他们。
And this signet ring was what God had given when God first had the heart to build the temple of God.
好，那这一次在所罗巴伯要重建圣殿，推动这个圣功的时候，神再次的把这个印交给他们。
But at this time, when during Zerubbabel's time, when they had the heart to rebuild the temple of God, God once again gave them back the signet ring.
让他得回了这个应许。
So that they can once again received this promise,
建立永远的国度,
to establish the kingdom forever.
那当然这个应许就是在主耶稣的身上来成就。
And of course this promise was fulfilled upon the Lord Jesus
Christ. 哦，所以说这个所罗巴伯他也是 主耶稣他的家谱里面的其中一位。
So Zerubbabel was one of those in the genealogy of Jesus.
他再次的得到了这个印。
So he regained the signet ring.
那路加福音一章的三十三节。
So in Luke chapter 1 verse 33,
从三十二节开始。
Starting from verse 32.
好，他要为大，可称为至高者的儿子，神要把他祖大卫的位给他。三十三，
verse 33.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国没有穷尽。
32, and he will be great and called his son of the highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. 33, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom, and of his kingdom there will be no end.
好，所以在这边看到这个就是整个这个应许，这个印所代表的就是这个应许建立的国度，最从大卫的时候开始，一直到所罗他的子孙。把他丧失了，一直到所罗巴伯把他拿回来，然后到主耶稣的身上成就了永远的国度。
And so the signet ring represents this promise that was given to David and then passed down to his descendants. It was lost by one of his descendants but regained through Zerubbabel all the way to Lord Jesus Christ.
对，那这一个特别的印呢，常常都是在什么时候出现？建造圣殿的时候。
So this signet ring appearsOften when the temple is being built.
一开始大卫要建造神的殿，神给他蓝图，给他这个印。
So when David first wanted to build a temple, God gave him the blueprint as well as the signet ring.
所罗巴伯要盖这个重建圣殿，神再次的把印交给他。
And when Zerubbabel wanted to rebuild the temple, God once again gave him the signet ring.
那当然，最后主耶稣以他的死建立的教会，用宝血买来的教会，那当然他完成了这个。这个印所托付的工作就是建立永远的国度。
And so when the church was established through the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, then this work of building has been completed and that the kingdom will be established forever.
那这个印的工作一直到今天还在继续。
So the work of the signet ring continues on until today.
我们来看以弗所书。
Let us read Ephesians.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
以弗所书一章
Ephesians chapter 1
第十三节
verse 13，
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
好，所以今天这个印的工作还继续在神的国度里面进行。
So the work of the signet ring, the work of the seal continues on in the kingdom of God until today.
今天我们受了神圣灵的印记。
Today we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of God.
要做什么？
What do we need to do?
第二章
Chapter 2
二章的十九
Chapter 2 verse 19
到二十二节
to verse
22十九节
verse 19
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。
Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
In whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
22节
Verse 22.
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
好，所以今天这个圣殿在继续的被建立当中。
So the temple is still being rebuilt today.
借着这个印所带来的权柄。就是圣灵的能力的权柄
through the authority brought through this authority in the seal, which is the authority of the Holy Spirit.
我们个人联络的合适，来渐渐成为主的圣殿。
So that we are fitted together, and slowly we grow into the holy temple of the Lord.
好，所以所罗巴伯他的兴起来建造神的殿。
So the rise of Zerubbabel was to rebuild the temple of God.
好，这一个神的带领，神的预言，他多次的应验。
And the guidance of God was fulfilled multiple times.
也要应验在今天我们的身上。
And It will also be fulfilled upon us today.
所以我们也要好像所罗巴伯依靠神的灵来做好建殿的工作。
So we should be like Zerubbabel to rely on the Spirit of God so that we can do the work of rebuilding God's temple properly.
我们最后来看撒加利亚书。
Finally, let us read Zechariah.
第四章。
Zechariah chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。
So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
所以今天我们有这个印的带领要来建立这个教会。
So today we have the guidance of the seal to rebuild the church.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠神的灵方能成事。
Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of God that we can accomplish this.
我们能够继续的建立属灵的圣殿。
And we, so that we are able to continuously rebuild the spiritual temple.
不是 rebuild, 就是建
立而已。 To spiritually build the temple of God.
不是建立哈。
So we need to continuously build the temple of God.
没错，让神的殿幕后的荣耀大于先前的荣耀。
So that the glory of God's temple, the latter temple, is more glorious than the former one.
愿神祝福带领我们。
May the Lord bless and guide us.
唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.
174首。
174.